Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe. I think I'm surprised that it didn't work, only that when it started, I really liked the premise. I feel like music radio, I have satellite radio too, and I see my kids, and all they do the second they get in the car is plug in their phone and listen to Spotify.
Yeah.
So clearly music radio has so many other options. But what there's not a lot of options of is local talk. And I've always been a big believer, like, I don't think the ticket is going to go under anytime soon, or the fan, or, you know, I still think local talk radio, whatever news stations, I don't even listen to that stuff, but I think local, you know, like podcasts, which we're on now, great, but it's still not the immediacy, the danger. You know, you're out there and some things are breaking right this second. And if you say the wrong thing, you know, what you say is out there. There's no coming back and editing it. We can cut something out of this.
Yeah.
And that's something that we kind of do long for. We wonder, is there, you know, will we live stream someday? Like, because I do believe local talk has a strong future. And I thought iHeart was kind of being progressive in seeing that themselves and saying, man, we're a music business, but we're going to, we keep getting the music business eroded from us. We need to get into this talk game. So it felt like the premise was really good, but maybe, like you're saying, they just didn't really realize what a monumental, what a big project this would be in getting in this talk radio game.
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't think they realize what an undertaking this is, what an undertaking it is from the standpoint of people, from the standpoint of resources that it needs to be able to stand on its own, and from the standpoint of just the immediacy of it, you know? Like once, like you said a minute ago, once something's out there, it's out there. And you can't take it back. Now, we never got in trouble that I know of over saying something or, you know, being too edgy or being this or being that. But I just never got the feeling that they either A, knew, and B, were comfortable with what managing talk radio is about.
Do you regret having gone there after having retired from the ticket?
Not at all. Not one bit. In fact, knowing what I know now, I would do it again because I had that much fun there. It was a lot of fun to do the shows with the people that I did it with. And when everybody was into it and it seemed like the path was rising a little bit, that was great fun as well. Now, a lot of people think that I was going to go over there thinking that we were going to take down the ticket. Let me tell you this, right here, right now. Nothing could be further from the truth than that. I mean, nobody has to tell me what the ticket is. Nobody has to tell me what the ticket built. I was on the ground floor, and I know what it is. I know what they've done, and we're never going to see that again in the radio business, or at least not around here. We're not. We will never see that again, and it's still going too. So, No, I didn't harbor any kind of illusions of that. All I wanted, I saw the opportunity for one more good blow. And I thought I had the juice to do it, so I did it.
Mike, is there juice left? I know that it's still so fresh. It just happened this morning for you. But would you be looking for a creative outlet moving forward, podcast or otherwise?
Well, I would be interested in harboring some idea of that. I was a very happy, don't get me wrong, I was a very happy retiree for that time that I was out. And I really enjoyed those days when I would get out of bed and think, let's see, what do I have to do today? Oh, nothing.
The best.
Really kind of fun. But, you know, it did kind of reposition me. It did kind of refocus me a little bit. And if, I don't know, if I were to try and put something together or something were to come along that might want me involved in it, I would look at it for sure.
Do you regret that the experiment of the freak, as it turns out, it was an experiment, may have affected some of your friendships at the Ticket?
Well, if it did, it's doing it on their end, not mine. I still think the same of those people as I always have. And from where I sit, nothing's going to change that. Now, if they think differently of me, I understand that. And hopefully we'll be able to sit down someday and work some of that stuff out. But if we don't, that's okay too.
Not much you can do to change the way people feel.
No, you can't.
Control what you can control, I suppose.
And I understand what they thought, and I understand why they feel the way they do. But, and like I say, if they ever want to talk to me about it, sure, I'll harbor a conversation like that. And I will try to make them see what I was thinking and why I did what I did. And we'll see where it goes from there. But if that doesn't happen, fine.
Well, I'll say this. We offer the forum.
I've always wanted somebody to offer the forum to me. I've done it to plenty of people, for plenty of people myself. Some have actually taken me up on it, but I've never had it done for me.
Well, here you go.
There you go.
Your life is
good. This is a pretty cool day.
Yeah. It's not so bad after all.
No.
Well, I'm sorry if my appearance killed the whole station.
I think it did.
Yeah, I mean, Dan and I are both on within the course of a week.
That's right.
The thing folds.
Like, yes, as we were taking our dying gasps, you guys were both on the air. You guys were both in the room with us.
I put two fingers on your eyelids.
You're gonna be watching this, Ted.
Put two fingers on your eyelids and said, shh.
I better get out here before too long.
Well, you better.
All right, Mike. Well, keep doing what you're doing, Playboy, whatever that is. Money.
Chase that money.
Which is waking up and doing nothing.
Yes. For now, anyway.
So when Scherzer comes back,
right,
are we going to
We're not doing that right now. We're not doing that right now.
Wait a minute.
Nate Lowe's
let the boy talk.
Yeah. Baseball Blake.
Yeah. How do you feel Jose Leclerc is doing in that seventh inning role? I mean, could he work his way back to being a closer? I didn't really have much, Mike.
At least you got to be on the air while the Rangers won the World Series.
That's right.
Yes, I did.
At least you got to die before you
Well, he's not dead.
Well, no, no, no.
Yeah, now I can die happy.
I want to say before you die, you got to see like that wonderful, really the culmination of it all was the glorious parade in Arlington. I mean, who will forget that?
Leave the parade
who
alone.
Forget that. What, did Dan not like the parade?
Did you like the parade?
I mean,
I thought the parade was great.
Okay. It was an extremely Arlington parade.
Yes, it was an Arlington parade, but they're an extremely Arlington franchise.
They were throwing bags of Doritos out of a truck to the fans.
And they couldn't get it to be nice.
A lot of people are hungry out there these days, Blake.
That's right. You may not know that, Blake.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
All right,
you guys were screwing up when you let him in on this thing.
I know.
I know. And you warned him.
I know. Don't cry too much. We'll talk soon.
All right.
We're looking for a social media coordinator if you're into that.
I'm not into that.
No.
All right,
but I am into champagne.
All right. Well, we love you. And let's do this again soon.
Whenever you boys want. It's not like I've got anything going on.
That's right.
I'll be a very easy get.
All right. There he is, folks. The great Mike Reiner.
Thank you for having me. The dumb zone.